Track 12, Uncovering Illusions. On the last track, we outlined main illusions battered women maintain about themselves. Now let's look at ways to help battered clients uncover the illusions she holds. Stacy, a 32-year-old housewife, described the most recent attack by her husband, Logan, in our first session. She stated, "The phone call was for him, so I took it to the garage where he was working on his carpentry project. Then a few minutes later, after he was off the phone, I went back to see if he wanted something to eat. He was so furious with me for interrupting him again, he came at me with a board and just started hitting me in my side over and over." Stacy worked through an illusion inventory that I have found can often help a battered woman to explore myths that she may be holding to prevent her growth. Stacy and I discussed the following 5 inventory items. Number 1, illusions regarding emotional support. "What are some beliefs you have about emotional support?" I asked Stacy. "That you don't need it, that you can't live without it, that you must have it from a certain person." Number 2, illusions about financial support. "What are some beliefs that you hold about financial support? Have you looked into public assistance? Have you ever written down a sample budget for food and other expenses?" Illusion number 3, regarding housing. "How much would housing cost if you lived on your own? Have you looked into ads in the paper?" Illusion number 4 that a battered woman may hold in addition to emotional, financial support, housing, is care of children. "How much does child care cost? What subsidized programs are available?" Number 5, illusions regarding protection of herself and her children. "What is the procedure for a restraining order? What is the effect of a restraining order?" Once that Stacy had categorized her list of illusions, we worked on uncovering the unrealistic nature behind her illusions. After several sessions, Stacy stated, "If I had a job and had to put my kids in preschool, then they would be safe from Logan screaming. I guess my need for Logan to care about me doesn't hold water if the kids would be better off being out of harm's way. They have to walk on eggshells during the day for fear that any noise we make will wake Logan up and he'll get out of bed screaming and hitting." Stacy began to realize that staying at home with her kids was not bringing about her illusion for happiness, as well as a well-adjusted family, but was in fact contributing to its dysfunctionality. Once a battered woman works through her illusions or myths of leaving, she often uncovers issues she has previously avoided dealing with. For example, as you will see, Susan's leaving Marty resulted in her having to face her fear of getting a job. Susan, a 28-year-old battered woman of 2 younger children, came to see me because she wanted to leave her husband Marty. Susan was afraid she couldn't possibly make it on her own. She maintained the illusion of dependency. During one session in which we were addressing Susan's illusion about financial dependency, she stated, "I actually can't think of a single reason why a woman with a master's degree in accounting would not be able to get a job if she really set her mind to it. I guess I always just assumed I wasn't good enough. Marty always told me a woman like me would never make it." Susan had postponed getting a job and leaving Marty because she believed she was dependent on him. Sound familiar? By maintaining her illusions of dependency, Susan was able to avoid dealing with her fears of reality and getting a job. In this track, we discussed an illusion inventory that can assist a battered woman to uncover the truth behind her illusions and move forward to face her fears, such as getting a job. In the next track, we will discuss pains and pluses journaling. Question 12. What are the parts in the 5-part inventory of illusions for a battered woman?